Mesechtes Chala Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Hameisa, if he pours flour into water or into hot oil, b'shamay perjun b'sal mechayven. Hachalita is the opposite. He poured hot water or hot oil onto kemach b'shamay mechayven b'sal perjun. And there's a tzarchi in how exactly do you explain the difference between the two opinions, since it's just a difference of how you're doing it. So some explain that the chilik is regarding the halacha we know tator gavar or yilah gavar. But we're going to follow the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara tries very hard to explain it, and eventually the Gemara says Tavrim Yishan Nazu Lo Yishan Nazu, and there's no difference between Meisa and Chalito. And the reason, the way we have to be gears in the mission is Meisa Beishamay Perchun Beisil Mechayven V'Chein Achalito. And so I'm switching gears. Chalito Beishamay Mechayven Beisil Perchun V'Chein Meisa. Meaning Beemes is no difference between Chalito and Meisa, but rather than Beis Medrash, when they taught Beishamay the Kula, they started to discuss Meisa, and then they said V'chein achalita, and Mesmerdesh, they taught Meisel l'kula, they started in achalita, and they said so to the Meisa. The Ratanu writes, l'halocha, sai Meisa, sai achalita, if they're baked in the oven, afterwards, achayim achala. Nowadays, we have Italian baguettes. Initially, they scald it in the flour in hot, and then they bake it, and they do that in mechaz chavitin. But the rule is that if at the end, after the chalita, it's baked in the tanner, it's chayim achala, and if it's a marcheshes or a machbas, it's still in all. The fire, the heat goes over it, underneath it, it's putter from a putter from challah. Challahs toidu, kikin nazar, sai toidu, sai nazar, bring 30 challahs equal. Asar kikin, asar challahs, and asar matzis. So the toidu has also, you bring another 10 of the chametz. It's a pella that always in shas, it says challahs in the toidu and rekikin by the nazar, even though they both bring a challahs and they both bring a rekikin. Teshentra says he doesn't know why it's like this. He does try to answer it a few different ways. Ayin Sham. Asar la'atma, he's chayv in the Toida, and or he's a nazir, and he prepared chalas with the intent to bring them to Reis HaMikdash Potter. It says, Reis HaSeichem chal to Rimu, Reis HaSeichem and not Issa that you're doing L'Gavaya. And Kachim Kalam is Mama Gavaya. When you come to Reis HaMikdash, you kind of take 4 out of the 40. Shulchan Gavaya, and he gets the 36 from Shulchan Gavaya. Lim Kebashuk, even though if he had a bakery in Shalim, he was baking the chalas and rekikin, which are kosher for Teidu Nozer, where everybody's mechuyev in them, is able to come buy them from him. Chayev, since he didn't buy them and bake them, Latzer Hegdish Vadai, because if they're not going to buy it for that purpose, he's going to go ahead and eat at home, so therefore it doesn't have a dinner of Hegdish, and it's going to be Chayev and Chala. Mishnah Zayin, in their days, in the olden days, they used to prepare dough specifically for to make into sour dough, to make other doughs out of it. So a lot of dough with a little bit of water and some sourdough, and they used to let it sit there for a couple of days to ferment, and that's called tzar. And then they would cut off from it little pieces, and it would be machmetz other doughs, like now they have synthetic ones that they use, yeast, whatever it is. He used to buy chunks of sa'ar from the baker. So the Mishnah says, Nachtim she'asa sa'ar l'chalak chayav b'chalak. He made a dough with a sheer chalak, even though he doesn't mean to bake it like it is, but rather he's eventually going to bake them all together with the rest of the doughs that they're each going to put their thing into it. Mesechtes Menachos is a sugi regarding shtei lechem of shuas that needs to be baked chametz. If he divided the sa'ar from the sheer of shnei yisrenim, it's besides for that, ayin sham. But later on, we're going to see that a woman that bakes 10 challahs, each one doesn't have a shear, with intent to send each one to a daughter or to a neighbor, it's true in a challah, since they weren't done together in challah kashir. But over here, the Nachta Mishayim, the Ratunu explains, because his intent is that if he's not going to find someone to buy it, he's going to make it into one big dough and sell it as one. As opposed to that woman, she's making it to give to others, she doesn't have a tzad, if no one's going to, they're not going to take from her, she's going to eat them. Therefore, it's exempt. If many women came together with a little bit of flour, they gave it to the baker to make big challah out of it, they're each going to get their portion, and they're going to get back a little bit of their sourdough. So if each one doesn't have enough of a shear itself, it's patur mechala. Because over here, he definitely made it in order to divide it, not like in the ratio where he intended that if he's going to find buyers, he's going to make them separately. Over here, he has to give back to the women exactly what they brought to him. So therefore, it's going to be patur mechala.